One of the nation's most savvy politicians is fighting for survival. That fight reveals a divide in the Democratic Party that we're going to explore. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the former White House chief of staff, faces an unprecedented runoff election next month. His challenger, a Cook County commissioner, contends that Emanuel favors the rich and powerful over the working class. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper starts us off with this report.
Hi. How are you? You are?
Tiffany.
Pleased to meet you, Tiffany. I'm Chewy Garcia. Pleased to meet you.
Jesus Chewy Garcia is walking through the Englewood neighborhood on Chicago's south side with a natural ease, shaking hands with residents and talking to them about their jobs, families, and schools. And for many residents of this mostly African-American community, the attention is welcome.
Nice to see you in the neighborhood.
Thank you. We'll be back. I'm a neighborhood guy.
Absolutely.
And that is the key distinction Garcia is trying to make in his campaign to unseat first-term Mayor Rahm Emanuel, that he is of the neighborhoods and for the neighborhoods, while Emanuel's policies benefit the wealthy downtown.
Chicago neighborhoods are hurting. They haven't seen much recovery since the recession, and that will be the paradigm shift under my administration.
Garcia is walking door-to-door on this block in particular because it's home to one of the 50 schools Emanuel closed up 2 years ago. 38-year-old Carissa Johnson, who works at the Social Security Administration, says her son now walks a longer, more dangerous route to school. And she's also upset about the lack of investment in her neighborhood under Emanuel.
I don't think that he really cares about the inner community. I think more everything goes more so up north than comes here.
Johnson says she really doesn't know much about Chewy Garcia, but adds things can't get much worse, so she'll probably vote for him. Helping lead Garcia around is Bishop James Dukes, pastor of nearby Liberation Christian Center, who says he endorsed and worked for Emanuel's campaign 4 years ago.
It's a total disconnect. At no point does the administration seek the advice and help of those who are in the community until voting time, until they need us.
The message that Mayor Emanuel may not be too inclusive and that he's abrasive appears to be getting through.
They say your greatest strength is also your greatest weakness. I'm living proof of that. I can rub people the wrong way or talk when I should listen. I own that.
This is the first ad Emanuel started airing after failing to win more than 50% in February's election, forcing him into this runoff. Emanuel tells voters he's driven to make a difference, which requires tough, even unpopular choices. Emanuel has clashed with many of the city's unions, most notably Chicago's teachers, who enlisted Garcia to challenge Rahm. SEIU endorsed Garcia, too. And many in labor worry about Emanuel's close relationship with Illinois' Republican Governor Bruce Rauner, who often criticizes unions. So Emanuel met this week with several African-American labor leaders to try to allay their concern.
We cannot let Illinois become a right-to-work state.
I'm well aware. I think right to work takes the rug from underneath the middle class.
Will Irving is with Laborers Local 1001.
We are looking for opportunities for people of color that look like us and a pathway to careers. And I think we've accomplished a stepping stone out of this meeting.
And never the political equivalent of a shrinking violet, at a debate Monday night, Emanuel hammered Garcia for failing to detail how he'd fix city finances.
Let me be clear here. There's a real difference. Chewy, you laid out a commission, not a plan.
But Garcia isn't backing down.
This mayor has provided corporate welfare to his cronies, millionaires and billionaires in Illinois. We're in a financial freefall.
With less than 3 weeks to go until the April 7th runoff, Emanuel has a sizable lead in the latest polls. But Garcia's supporters are motivated and mobilizing to turn the race around. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.